Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station. World's most listened to talk radio station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. And once again, welcome. Your consciousness. I'm just messing. What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station, internet radio's most listened to talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We have a very special show lined up for you guys today. As you know, we're inspired here on the Vibration Station by people that have dedicated themselves to not only raising their own vibration, but raising your vibration. People that have aligned within themselves the ability to almost channel a higher source, a higher aspect than just the human form of what we as individuals are capable of, whether it be the artist, the musician, the author, no matter what you're doing. In each and every single moment, you have an ability to tap into this aligned energy that can pulse through you and give you inspiration in many ways. And I'm very honored to have the one and only Joe Del Rio, my man. How you doing?
Welcome. Good.
Welcome to the show, Dave's Good Vibration Station. First and foremost, Joe is a musician. Joe is a very talented musician. There's a lot of artists out there in today's mainstream world that do it for the money, do it for the recognition. And then there's a lot of artists out there that do it because they love the music, and they do it because they have an inspiration in their heart that they want other people to be a part of, that they want other people to feel. And Joe is exactly that type of musician. Not only does he do it, of course, for the physical enjoyment, but he does it because he's tuned in to this higher consciousness, as we all have the opportunity to tune into. But when he plays his music, he tunes into this this feeling that any musician knows when they get in that flow. it's unstoppable. And that's why I'm very honored to have Joe on the show today. Welcome, brother.
Hey, man.
To Dave's Good Vibration Station. Absolutely. I'd also like to welcome someone from our past, brother Justin.
Hey, brother.
If you guys are longtime Vibration Station listeners, then you're familiar with our brother Justin, who used to co-host and has always been here in spirit.
Always.
For every show since. But we brought him back just because, well, for multiple reasons. Number one, he's a high-vibrating individual. He is a light warrior.
I am?
As we...
That's how I would describe Justin, as a light warrior.
A light warrior.
Yeah.
I like that. Thank you.
It's true, man. So are you, Joe. You're a light warrior.
You know, I try.
Your staff is your guitar,
yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
And your vocal cords.
All right. I'll take that.
So we're going to get into listening a little bit more of Joe's music. But first, I want to let you guys in on who he is as an individual, right? That's what we like to do here on the Vibration Station, is we like to give you the inside scoop of where the music came from. So that way, when you listen to the music, you can relate to it in a much deeper way than you would from just listening to it off the bat without hearing who he is as a person. So, Joe, I have a couple questions for you, and then we're going to get into a couple songs. So, first and foremost, how long have you been playing music for? When did you start? When did you pick up the guitar? When did you realize that you can sing and play guitar simultaneously?
I feel like it's been forever, but I would say probably about like 15, 16 is where I, you know, started to give it a whack at, you
nice.
Know, trying to put my own, you know,
like flavor
creation,
and cool.
into form and whatnot.
Nice.
You know, for probably about the past 7 years or so, I've kind of assumed this incarnation now that is El Joe the River. And, you know, for the past 2 years, you know, been in Los Angeles and, you know, bringing the sound out here.
Sick. Yeah. So, okay. So that's another thing that I wanted to expand on. El Joe the River. So if we were to Google you, if we were to look you up, we would look up El Joe the River, right?
Yes, that's El like Spanish.
Right.
Joe of the River.
Of course.
Which is basically my name, Joe Del Rio.
I was going
to
say.
But throw in an L just to say that I'm the goddamn Joe.
Right, you are. Yeah. Did that come to you like through an inspiration? Like what was the inspiration for throwing in like the river? Well, the Rio, right? So,
right.
Okay.
I think the motivation was just like not to be Jason Mraz, Bob Dylan, John Mayer, you know, like let's let's switch it up. And, you know, as it turns out in the internet age, it's actually really great for like search engine optimization.
Totally.
So as soon as you put in El Joe, the rest populates.
It's the only thing.
It's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, as opposed to like Joe, I'm sure that there's probably a Joe Rio or a Joe Del Rio.
There is,
or,
unfortunately.
Know. Yeah, there's, yeah. But none like you. There's no,
right,
exactly. So I think that that's smart business move, to say the least.
You know? Accidental, but you know, in the end, smart.
Of course. Of course. That's how they always work out. So that's awesome, man. When did you kind of recognize that you had the ability to... when did you realize that you were a little bit, I want to say, better than almost, you know, not keeping it humble, of course.
Right,
but when would you say that you realized that, okay, I could really turn this into something that I make my life? I can profit from this. I can affect, multiple masses of people, just collectives of people with my music.
I think you kind of find out gradually.
Okay.
You don't start off dope and amazing,
right?
If I can describe myself like that, you don't start off at a certain caliber. You kind
of
you build up to that in gradations over time, and a little bit comes from external validation, and a lot of it comes from yourself saying that I think at least that what I'm putting out is good.
Totally. Was there a flipping point like in your head where you went from, okay, I'm just another dude that plays music, to, okay, now this is my lifestyle. Now this is what I do, you know?
Yeah. I think pretty much around the time that I kind of took on the stage name El Joe the River.
El Joe the River,
this is basically what I'm going to be. It's music.
Beautiful.
Or nothing.
Yeah, know? Man. So. Yeah. That's awesome. There's a beautiful story in it's inspired me multiple times, but this is what it kind of reminded me of, which is awesome. And I think more people need to do this, is follow your heart, follow what you go for. So the story is basically in the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Napoleon Hill.
You have this general. He's like he's a commander.
Yeah.
And he's like top commander, like wins all of his battles. So basically this is like the last battle that they've come to, him and his men of warriors. So they pull up to the enemy's grounds, and the commander says, "All right, guys," he goes, "see those ships?" Is the ships they just came in on. He goes, "Burn them."
Yeah.
And all the cadets are saying, "What? What are you talking about? That's our way home. How, right. You know, we can't burn the ships." He goes, "We have one choice." He goes, "You know, we fight or we die. We win or we die." Right.
Yeah.
And essentially, in today's world, in today's economy, in today's cultural environment, it's essentially the same thing. You know, you work, people put themselves through work that they don't want to do just to make an extra dollar to make more money versus following a dream where they know starting out they may not, you know, have everything they want or have the security.
Right.
But eventually they believe in themselves enough to make it happen and to manifest the money, to manifest the recognition, to manifest, you know, an ever-expanding flow of creativity.
Yeah, dude. And because, like, anything else is spiritual death,
totally.
You know? Like, if you just, if you're like, oh, I'm going to give up music and I'm going to go work a day job, then, you know, maybe you have more financial security, but you've still failed.
Wow.
You know?
So that's true.
Sort of is, yeah.
Dude, it's so true. It's so true.
Yeah.
And if you think about the collective consciousness of people, I would probably say 9.9, maybe like 9.8, because people are waking up and getting a little more conscious and finding ways to make money through what they enjoy. But I still want to say probably like 9.8 out of 10 people have committed, like, because nothing's set in stone, nothing's eternal, but each and every day that you're going against the grain, it is like soul suicide, pretty much, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, dude, I resonate, brother. I feel that, man. But that's awesome. So thank you, number one, Joe, for being an inspiration to the listeners out there, to the musicians that have a little doubt, because everybody fights their internal doubt. You know, here on the Vibration Station, something that we also, you know, like to talk about and like to spread the idea of is you can be, do, and have anything and everything that you want, right? And that's why we bring, you know, artists like El Joe the River on the Vibration Station, and of course, you know, Brother Justin, to inspire people, to let them know that regardless of where you are in life, you can still make the conscious decisions to change your momentum, to shift your momentum.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joe, thank you for being an inspiration to us all.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true. I'd like to get in. I just for fun, let's play Energy.
Yes.
You guys down? That's beautiful. So this song, Energy, El Joe the River, my dog. It's real, real positive, powerful music. El Joe of the River, Contentions EP.
Yes.
This is a brand new release, by the way. So you guys are on the down low. You guys are on the low down. You're getting some fresh release right here. El Joe with the River, Contentions EP, Energy, right here on Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. Check it out.
I used to like to hold my hand over yours, but when I do that, now it makes you wonder, and I'm never turn back.
Excuse me, guys. I'm so sorry. This looks like... Sorry about that, guys. Looks like we had a temporary music meltdown. We're bringing it right back to life. Huh, gotta figure out what happened here. Well, that was something that you're never going to hear before. Those were layered tracks, actually. So we're trying to figure out here. Give me one moment, ladies and gents. Okay. Powerful, powerful music. Well, one way or another. What is going on, guys? This is crazy stuff. Oh, my goodness. Here we are. Back on the vibration station. Excuse me for that momentary disruption. We got a really powerful song that you should be listening to. And this is Energy, El Joe of the River, Contentions EP. I'm so sorry for that momentary disturbance. Listen to the real music right now. Thank you.
I used to like to hold my hand over your, but when I do that, now it makes you one. And I'll never turn back, but I'm gonna turn this out. You're gonna see me cry. And so I'll hold my hand over your head, and from your face I feel you slow inside. And everything is still, but out of all the brown, it's still a moving eyes. Saying that there's energy, stop too good to waste. Saying that there's energy, don't sleep this one away, just stay away. Stay here with me. Just lift your face. Don't fall asleep. 'Cause if you go now, we can talk the day away. Yeah, if you go, I'll have to wait. If you go, I'll have to wait. Yeah, if you go, I'll have to wait.
My goodness gracious. I feel honored. You gave me chills, Brother Joe. El Joe of the River, Contentions. That's the name of the EP. That song is Energy.
Yes, yes.
All right, power. I'm just going to get straight into it, brother.
Yeah.
What was the inspiration for Energy? Why Energy? What's up?
So Energy, it's kind of a one of my older songs, and like I was happy to get it out on this EP and finally, you know, get a recorded version of the song out there.
Yes.
Because it's a song that I had written a while ago, and the sentiments of it had kind of been with me for a while, and it was kind of nice to just let that out.
Totally.
Be free now.
Yeah,
song,
dude.
You know?
Yeah. Because it's like a part of you. It's like a piece of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And like, I don't know, like I just kind of feel like whenever I write a song about a given thing, like I feel like I've sort of reached a little bit of resolution with it, you know.
Wow.
I'm kind of okay with it now.
That's,
know?
Beautiful, man. That's inspiring.
Yeah, yeah. So that one is actually that was about my dog that passed.
Aww. Dude, I'm so sorry.
No, no, it's okay.
That's
it's
the worst,
right.
Man.
It's all right. I'm a grown-up.
No.
But still. You know, yeah, I mean, it was basically just sort of describing sort of my... And I think I was kind of fortunate in this, that, like, she didn't die in, like, a vet's office or something. Like, yeah. She died at home with everybody in there,
yeah.
And whatnot.
Yeah.
And so... It was just sort of a description of what I was feeling in that moment of just kind of being with her as she breathed her last breath.
Oh, you know?
So
that's yeah. Rough, man.
Yeah, yeah, it was rough initially, and you know, that's
because it's like,
I mean, that's kind of why you songwrite, though, right? To deal with shit mm-hmm. and you know,
totally
to process,
yeah, but, to funnel that,
yeah,
the energy,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Weird.
But yeah, so it was good to kind of like. Let that sentiment go, like, all right, let's kind of
right
again, just fly off into the ether, whatever
totally.
That is, yeah,
dude, that's really beautiful. And to be completely honest, like, it almost makes it a little bit more beautiful that it was about your dog,
yeah,
because it's like there's something like, because you're not expecting that, you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
You're not, but then it's like. You're almost like you're honoring the powerful connection between
yeah.
like an animal and like
exactly.
a human, you know, of like mm-hmm. we are all connected, you know,
yeah.
we all are energy.
Yeah.
All we are is vibration.
Yeah.
You know?
And like, and you can try to like sort of downgrade that, like, oh, it's just an animal, but fuck that. Like you're really a person that made a connection with this other sentient being,
mm-hmm.
you know, and likewise to whatever, you know, extent or capability they can, they made a connection with you, you know,
exactly.
So
exactly,
you know, I think it's still a sort of a valid attachment to speak to.
Totally. And it, you know, everybody always writes about, you know, a breakup or, you know,
yeah.
a loss, which is just as valid.
Yeah,
we know, you know, no shame in that, but it's cool when you can honor something that isn't traditionally honored in like such a wholehearted way.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, oh, you know, my dog died. No, man. It's like part of the family. It's
yeah.
like it's consciousness.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I have two cats and I have two dogs. But I like, you know, my dogs are great. They bark a lot. But if anything ever were to happen to them, I would be heartbroken. But
yeah.
like, you know, if anything, like, my cats are more like my cats and they like
yeah.
sleep with me. Dogs
totally.
Just kind of stay in the kitchen and hang out. I love them so much. But I feel like I have more of a connection with my cats like you did with your dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, dude, I couldn't imagine, man. You
yeah.
know, I yeah, it's lost. It's like a piece of you is totally, you know, a piece of you does go into the ethers,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So that's really beautiful. Joe, where can people listen to El Joe of the River? Just like, you know, they listen to the show and they're like, damn, that guy's talented. I want to listen yeah. to some music. Now, I understand the Contentions is not being released until November 9th.
November
9th. So, ladies and gentlemen, Energy was just debuted for you. That's why also... It's such a special show because we're going to be debuting also Soft Sound.
Right, which is another track from the EP.
Which is another track from the EP.
Yeah, so yeah, November 9th, Energy, Soft Sound, and the other tracks on the EP are going to be available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Amazon,
beautiful.
The whole, you know.
Beautiful.
Gamut of digital outlets and whatnot.
And that's just like you said, for SEO, search engine optimization.
Yeah.
But
yeah, if you want to find me on Facebook, SoundCloud, El Joe the River.
Perfect.
It'll bring up my pages there. Instagram, L like Spanish, Rio like Spanish,
Sweet.
Real like English.
Nice.
Or Spanish, too. Real on Instagram if you want to follow me there.
Sweet. Okay. Perfect. So we're going to make sure to let the listeners know where they can follow you and just see what you're up to and everything.
Yeah,
yeah definitely. So we know... A little bit more about you. We feel you. We know that you're like a wholehearted person.
Yeah.
You understand energy. You play with brother Justin.
Yes, yes.
You guys.
Yeah, I had the pleasure.
You guys
of performing.
Yes, those.
You guys rock the rock, rock,
mm-hmm.
skip to Malu.
Yeah, yeah. you'll hear our work in a little bit,
which is really cool.
The
and that's
of our labor.
That's exciting. So, I think that the most important aspect of deciding to put your life into music, and please, Joe, tell me if I'm out of, like, not, tell me if I'm incorrect. Just tell me if I'm just wrong. But what I feel from you and what I feel from Justin, and I have the pleasure of, I've had the pleasure of playing music with Justin as well.
Yeah.
And there's like this just beautiful connection, right? That one, it embodies when you're just like in the moment, you're in the flow, and like you feel the vibrations of the music that's being played. You feel it like deep, deep within you. Not only are you playing it and singing it and writing it, but you're being it, right? Yeah. So I was going to say, I think like the most important aspect of becoming a musician, especially when you decide to dedicate your life to it, is making sure that you're staying true to why you originally became that musician.
Yeah.
So it's like remembering why you are El Joe of the River. Yeah. You know, remembering like, and I think that you have captured that super well. Yeah. I've had the pleasure of getting a sneak preview. Yes. And listening to the EP.
Yeah.
And almost every single song you can feel is like, is a representation of your soul, of like a, yeah, of like a very deep part of you. You can, yeah, you can hear the depth in the music. That's why it's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why people resonate with it so much. That's why people vibe to it and feel it.
I had the pleasure of hearing Joe for the first time a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah, about a couple of years ago, I want to say. And it's just like, it's so different. Like, it's so... it's not, you know, it's
like melodic,
it's intangible.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You don't really hear that type of stuff.
Totally.
So it was rad. We did a show together up in San Francisco.
Yes, we did.
A couple of different bands we were in all kind of drove up and played a nice show up there. And since then, yeah, it's just been like every time I hear, I've been so stoked. And I had the pleasure of performing on the song that, you know, we're going to hear soon. But every time I hear, man, it's just like transformative. I love it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks,
it's just
fellas.
It's just yeah, I mean, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Thanks,
it's great.
Totally.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
For
no,
the,
that's I,
the new tracks.
Beautifully said, Justin. Beautifully said. And yeah, man, you yourself are an extremely talented musician.
Yeah.
There's definitely, you know, talk about energy synchronistically enough. There's definitely this like super powerful, like unspoken vibration that you both embody, right? And people can feel it. That's why you get the responses that you do, you know, because you put your soul into it, because you're not just like, just another, like, oh yeah, let's, you know, let's get recognized, like, let's, let, you know, oh, like, oh, I want to sound like Lil Wayne. like I want to sound like Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're completely original. And just in the rhythms, like your drumming abilities, your percussion, like the instrumental percussion that God has given you is just fucking beautiful, man.
Thank you.
It's like you just like play in between whatever beat is handed to you, and it's beautiful. And
thanks,
I think,
man,
that it's true, man.
And you'll hear it on this song.
Soft sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cool thing about this track is that
soft sound. Not soft sound. Yeah.
Yes, thank you for it. yeah, on soft sound is that like this was one of the tracks on the EP where we did multi track it.
Okay. Cool.
Where it was just like literally me and Justin, just like,
yeah, we just
just like went on a recorded track.
Yeah, we just played live.
Let's do it. You know, like,
that's cool.
It was very organic.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Exactly.
That's the word I was looking for. Organic. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really, really
cool. It was a great experience.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
So yeah, we're gonna listen to Soft Sound in just a little bit, in just a moment. I still wanna dig in. I still wanna feel more of the inspiration, like, so tell us about a little bit of your life, Joe, like the things that you want us to know. So, like, you know, we're all in this human experience. We're all relating to one another as best as we can. And then, like, you know, I always feel like musicians are just translators of everyone else's thoughts.
Right.
You as a musician communicate with the collective consciousness on a very deep level because you've experienced things that everybody else has but just has not known how to express.
Right.
So you actually allow people to open up that clogged artery, that energetically vibrational clogged artery, and you let, you know, just like if I were to have a passing of like an animal and I put on energy and I listen to the lyrics,
right,
I would feel that.
Yeah.
I would feel just like you said when you wrote the song, like you were releasing something.
Yeah, and I think that's like the value in music and just like art in general is that, sure, there's like that therapeutic element for yourself.
Right.
But of course, you're not the only person to ever experience a given thing.
Totally.
You know, so to for you to put that out there, you're also assisting someone else in their catharsis and their healing.
Yeah, know? Dude.
So there's, I mean, and that's applicable to art and dance and literature, you know, not just music.
Definitely. Definitely. Without a doubt. It's just powerful. It's just powerful. All right, guys, let's listen to Soft Sound. Let's just do it. power music. So, just to let you guys know. Not yet. Just to let you guys know. November 9th is the day that you can look forward to listening to Contentions and Joe of the River. It's almost like, you know, like reggae pond, reggae on the river. It's like that's just like it wants you to say like El Joe of the River, man. It's like I would do. You should play it reggae on the river one of these days, and just like throw in, you know,
sure,
dude.
Yeah,
you could be like, you would be the main attraction, El Joe of the River on the river.
That'd work,
dude. Screw reggae on the river.
It was a marketing gimmick. I like that.
Let's just. You need to start your. You need to start El Joe of the River on the river.
Right.
Dude.
Just get like a raft.
Just
get set up and sail down back and forth.
Yes.
PA system and everything.
That's awesome.
Never seen it before.
Giving you guys some good ideas, some good creative marketing ideas. Just kidding. Yeah, and we'll have Dave's vibration station like just floating on the raft, like behind. All right, guys, this is El Joe of the River Soft Sound off the Contentions EP, available November 9th. Check this out, guys.
You all the ammo, watch you buck down out of armor, watch you glisten in the sun, like it's supposed to. Mutilated muscle, dangle in the breeze. Jesus died for me and mine, but still this poverty of time. Don't get me right, if God's on my left, I'm sticking to my right. Dark soul in the night, I tread through a moment of respite. Only time will tell, my homie know me well. I trade up 80 beats a week so I could walk about and speak as I desire. Every day is different. to die a villain. If I win, I get to kick it with the lip and lip it.
Gentlemen, beauty music. That's just that's just so fucking beautiful. Thankfully internet radio is not regulated by the FCC,
right?
But so you can say whatever you'd like, but yeah, Joe, that's just like I'm speechless, man.
Oh, thanks.
It's such good music. It reminds me, it's like, oh, man. It's like Iron and Wine met, like Jack White or something. I don't even, like,
sure.
Dude, like, it's just like, but not even. It's just El Joe of the River.
Yeah,
El Joe the River.
I don't know how to.
Like you can't define it.
I wouldn't know.
It's indefinable. It's indefinable.
It's kind of the hope, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's I can't really say any comparable. You know,
there's really nothing like it, and that's why it's so powerful. People are constantly looking for a new sound. You know, just like with clothing, apparel. Mm-hmm. You know, you see. Everyone's always looking for something that somebody else doesn't have,
right?
You know, same thing with music, same thing with the ear. You know, people are constantly looking to listen to something that doesn't have the same sound over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Right.
You know, you listen to K-Rock, it's all well and good. They have some great music,
sure.
But it's the same thing over. It's on it. It's on like.
And it's like a decade old. Like, do we need to hear Water Under the Bridge again?
It's very true. You know, so it's really clean. It's really fresh. It's something new. And even, you know, up and coming artists that I've listened to that are just coming out of the woodworks that are like, you know, they all sound like someone you've heard.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you just don't, and that's awesome. And Justin, just touche on
the
percussion,
dude.
Man.
Thank you.
Just delicious.
Yeah, man.
My pleasure.
It's just delicious. It's like creme fraiche.
What is that?
Like creme fraiche.
I'll have to look that one up.
I'm just kidding. It's really delicious. It's like a tasty custard.
okay. Thanks, man.
No, it hits the soul, just like we're talking soul music. So, what was the inspiration? Obviously, Joe, you wrote the music.
Mm-hmm.
You then performed the music. Mm-hmm. You wrote the rhythm guitar. You wrote the lead guitar. You wrote the guitar.
Right.
You wrote the lyrics.
Right.
What's the inspiration for Soft Sound?
Soft Sound was kind of, it really ties in really well to what we were talking about earlier, which
Sweet.
Was just that the soul death of
Word.
Doing something other than what you want to do.
Totally.
You know, in our case, music. The real inspiration and really what I'm talking about throughout the whole song, you know, via poetry and a, you know, right. obscuratism and whatnot.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not saying it directly, but was really from my experience in, like, just working a corporate, like, 9-to-5 suit and tie job.
Yes.
Day-to-day, which is, like, physically and spiritually agonizing to
just
do.
Especially death.
Yeah,
dude.
For someone like me, like, to go into an office and, like, you know, beep in with your stupid little security card and,
right.
you know, sit down and log in at a computer. It was just, like, I felt like I was wearing a costume every day. That you know,
right?
As a, it's not even, like, a look or a suit. It's a costume, you know?
Totally.
I might as well be dressed up as, like, a Pokemon or something. Like, it's that not me.
So
you know?
Far from who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, in writing it, a lot of it was just sort of just day to day musings, being you know walking through the hall, talking to an apathetic coworker.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Well, okay. Good to see you.
Right.
Day after day, and like it doesn't. You don't grow any more closer to your coworkers other than that. You know.
Yeah.
You've been working there a year, and you're still not any closer to anybody.
So is the soft, if, would the soft sound be described as sort of that, it's like, it's not really penetrating, stimulating conversation?
Yeah,
no,
totally.
I felt like I was the soft sound in the office.
Oh,
I felt
word.
Like I didn't, I felt like if I died or if I just didn't come
oh.
back, nobody would notice,
word.
You know?
Wow. I think that's something a lot of people can relate to.
Totally. Yeah. Without, I can relate. Totally, man.
Yeah, and I just felt like every morning getting up, you would, at least for me, I would just sort of feel like a physical hurt, like not wanting to go in there.
Hmm.
And I just felt like every morning was like a brick falling on me, and I just
wow.
felt like bricks fall softly, soft sound.
Wow.
Lift, rise, wake up, fall down. You know, get back home. After your 9-to-5, you don't want to do shit. You don't want to be creative. You don't want to go out and mingle and network
kills,
and perform.
Kills your energy.
Yeah, exactly. And
wow.
so that's basically what the song is going through.
That's really beautiful, man. That's I'm sure that touches a lot of people. And I'm sure that it got a lot of people to think, too.
Hopefully. Quit your job, everybody. No.
Don't do that. Seriously. Well, this is what you do, is you start moving in the direction of the things that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's like, dude, we've had, I mean, I've hosted multiple shows that revolve around this same idea.
Yeah.
The soft sound idea, where it's like, and I love that approach to soft sound. Like, you're the soft sound.
Yeah.
And essentially everybody's the soft sound.
Yeah.
You know, like no, everyone feels that way, you know, when like, you know. You
kind
said,
of like background noise.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
just insignificant mm-hmm. overall.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that also ties into, you know, the one of the big aspects that we talk about here on the Vibration Station, which is alignment with consciousness, alignment with the wholeness of who you are, right?
Yeah.
There's two yous present at all time. There's the physical you, the ego-based you,
yeah.
and then there's the non-physical you, which is the creator of creation. It can be, do, and have anything and everything it therefore you want through the practice of focus and just visualization, expectation,
yeah.
pivoting what you believe, you know, kind of just sculpting and molding your brain to make life a little bit easier for you, right?
Yeah.
But what people do is they get so caught. We're all victims of it. Some of us wake up, some of us don't. Some of us it takes a long time, some of us it doesn't.
Yeah.
So it's like it's all, you know, personal to the individual, but I think that, dude, that's, you know, talk about relating to people, talk about, like, powerful music. I think that right there embodies so much of what one of the biggest problems with our mainstream society is,
yeah.
is that people are just slashing themselves, like, emotionally, energetically,
yeah.
which therefore is physically, it's all connected.
Right. And which I understand. I mean, this is America, right? I mean, this there's a necessity to go to work every goddamn day,
right?
You know, as much as you'd like to just like walk off into the sunset into a new life. You know, yes. That's not quite practical or pragmatic, you know.
I mean, yeah, totally, man.
But there's still a need to speak to that sentiment that, like, Jesus Christ, this is killing me on a day-to-day basis, you know.
I think far too many people lose track of, like, their passion and their sort of guiding light. Because, like, everybody has a skill, you know. Some people, it's an art. Some people, you know, you could have a skill with computers, with auto, you know. And it doesn't matter, you know, whatever technicality you can kind of, like, call your own. I think people go just astray. Yeah. And it's
so true.
It's tough to, like, bounce back from that.
It's so true. It's like you're presented with an opportunity which you feel would be the path of least resistance because, let's face it, money is essentially the driving force of, I mean, food, shelter, making your partner happy, you know, paying your bills, driving a vehicle, getting from A to B.
Yeah.
You know, we need currency to do that unless shit changes. And, like, we just had some Tesla coils that were thrown up. And
unless Bernie Sanders is elected.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like you just, you know, have some just... You're just using the energy of the Earth's electromagnetic grid to power your car, then that's tight. But
why don't we do this?
Because Edison and the government are in bed together.
It's too giant.
The History Channel's awesome, bro. There's so many, like, informative things on this.
And then there's, like, ancient aliens.
Dude, ancient aliens is awesome.
No,
man.
I know.
Just awesome, dude. Hey, do not talk shit on ancient aliens. Dude, actually, you know, you guys should listen to Michio Kaku and all these, like, really awesome theoretical physicists that are they have mad wisdom. It ties into what we're talking about. It all does. It's all, you know, vibration, creation, multiplication, masturbation. So, L. Joe with a River, my brother. Make sure to check him out, soundcloud.com/L Joe with a River. That's just L, like, you know, E-L, as in the, in Espanol.
Yeah.
Joe, J-O-E, of, O-F, the, T-H-E, river.
Yes.
L. Joe of the River. Soundcloud.com/L Joe with a River. Joe, I have, like, a last question for you.
Sure.
We have a couple more minutes to spare. With that, we are just going to fade out with energy. We're not going to let people, like, listen to the song because we want them. It's going to be a teaser.
Right.
We're gonna tickle your teaser. That sounded really wrong. We're going to tickle your earbuds to make you like, oh, I can't wait till November 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down.
We're going to provoke.
Release party.
Yes.
That's what I want to talk about, guys.
That's right.
And then I have one last question for you. November 7th. There's going to be a release party for Contentions. Joe, can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah.
Sure. Just about this release party. Anything that you want the listeners to know about this release party, you could tell us. And then anything you don't want us to know about, you just don't say.
Got it. Okay. That's how it works. So, November 7th, we're going to be having the EP release party up in Mount Washington.
Nice.
It's going to be great.
That's awesome.
Really looking forward to that. So that's the Saturday before the EP comes out.
Right.
And anybody who comes out, get an advanced copy of the EP. We're going to have some live bands, and we're also going to play the EP track for track the whole way through live.
So this is available for if listeners wanted to come out and join?
Anybody.
Wow.
Friends of friends of friends.
That's awesome.
You know.
Is there anything at the door?
Absolutely not.
That's awesome.
Come on in, BYOB.
Wow.
You know,
of course.
And then also, you know, follow on the Facebook page for more information. We're going to have some more stuff posted.
Just to say this again, what is the Facebook page?
Facebook.com/LJOTheRiver.
Beautiful. Yeah. Just want to make sure. So pretty much if you guys want to, you know, follow up with the events, follow L. Joe with a River, see anything that he's, you know, posting up to, just Google search L. Joe of the River, and it'll pretty much bring up everything that you're involved with on social media, along with some older tracks, if you guys wanted to listen to them, see where Joe came from, to what he's creating now. Some really powerful stuff, guys. I'm really, really excited. Well, It's my pleasure to close this show with energy. We're going to keep this on the low while I just ask Joe one last question. Number one, how are you feeling today, Joe?
I'm feeling crazy right now, man.
That's the most important thing in the world. My last question for you is, what are you, and we'll just make this real quick, is what... What are you going to do as an artist, and what do you do as an artist, which keeps the spark alive?
Yeah.
Tell the listeners.
I mean, I think sort of tying back into what we were talking about earlier, just, you know, creating music for yourself to help, yes. you know, to get out the bile, but in the process, you know, helping out everybody else that... is experiencing the exact same shit, but you just haven't asked them and you don't know that they're going through the same thing. Just kind of continue on with that. You know, help yourself and others in the process.
That's beautiful. L. Joe of the River, my brother, it has been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, man.
Brother Justin.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Dude, I love you so much, man.
Thank you.
I love both you guys. You're the best. It's been a pleasure. Make sure to follow us at Good Vibe Station on Twitter. LATalkRadio.com, Dave's Good Vibration Station, every Sunday at 1. I want to thank each and every single one of you guys for spending your Sunday with us. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, abundance, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to check out L. Joe of the River, and we'll see you next Sunday. Love you guys.
Just lift your faith. Don't fall asleep, 'cause if you go now, we can talk the day away. Yeah, if you go, I'll have to wait. If you go, I'll have to wait. Yeah, if you go, I'll have to wait.